the gloaming by the fireside. With you I'll be content in the gloaming by the fireside. Every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire. Finding in its gleams, dear, a heart's desire.
Is that you? Hello. I thought I heard your key in the lock. I hope your day was a nice one. Go and sit in the chair by the fire, and I'll put on a record, then go and make us some tea. Or would you prefer something a little stronger?
It ended too soon, now there's a moon for sale. As I held her close, it seemed to say, a girl, a ring, a wedding day. It ended too soon, now there's a moon for sale. When the storm clouds gathered and hid the moon from view, something seemed to tell me Mr. Moon was laughing too. When it shone once more, she'd gone away. No girl, no ring, no wedding day. It ended too soon, now there's a moon for sale.
That was Al Collins and his Barclay Hotel Orchestra. Bert Yearlett was the vocalist. Bert was an extremely popular entertainer in the mid-1930s, popular not only with the public but also with his contemporaries. In fact, when he married his wife Eileen, it was Henry Hall who did the honours at the church by giving the bride away. Thank you. That was the Ballroom Orchestra, directed by Claude Ivy, and it was called Left Out, Right In. Claude Ivy was a pianist, organist, and accompanied many popular singers from the British dance band era. He also played with numerous bands, including Jack Hilton and the Savoy Dance Orchestra.
Shade of a tree, how happy we'll be, just you, dear, and me, in the shade of a tree. To the song of the birds, in sweet harmony, and love's melody, in the shade of the tree. We'll take our lesson from the birdies up above. Mother Nature taught them how to love. Just a loveness for two, or maybe for three. Then heaven will be in the shade of a tree.
Dance Orchestra and In the Shade of a Tree. The wonderful Harry Bentley was the singer on this recording that was made in London at the end of 1933. Harry was originally a drummer and went on to become one of the top vocalists of the 1930s. Yes, Tiddles, it's always nice to hear Mr. Bentley sing, isn't it? Now from one Harry on to another. This time it's Harry Akers. Thank you.
had a house that was fit for a king, a car and a wonderful yacht. I'd never be happy till I'd got you. If I had a fortune and most everything I once used to wish that I got, I'd never be happy till I got you. What's the use of crying for the moon up above? Nothing really matters when you haven't got love. If I saw the world like a bird on the wing and knew I could take all the lot, I'd never be happy till I got you.
And his Winter Green Dance Band only made a small number of records during their lifetime, and we've just heard one of them. It was called I'd Never Be Happy Till I'd Got You. Harry and his band did make an uncredited appearance in a 1930s film. It was a British musical comedy entitled Let's Make a Night of It. Now here's Jimmy Allen singing with the Nat Allen Sextet in 1931.
I keep right on hoping, keep the door open, but nobody comes. Ain't it a crime, kisses of mine are just wasted. Since I'm a tot, I'm singing, what'll I do? Like a plaything on a shelf, guess I'll have to play by myself. Cause nobody knows, nobody cares if I'm blue.
Yardlow was an American who came over to England in 1932. As well as recording under his own name, not making that many actually, but he did record with lots of other bands of the time. Ambrose, De Bruys Summers and Jay Wilbur, just to name three. I don't know why Mr. Albiardo was staying in England, but he did for 2 years and then returned home.
Sunset.
Stan Akins and his band, Red Sails in the Sunset, with Annie Lena on vocals. Mr. Akin and his band were chosen in 1935 to deputise for Oscar Ayburn at the Hammersmith Palais, and then 5 years later took up residency at the ultra-modern Embassy Ballroom in Welling in Kent, where they played to packed houses of over 1,000 at a time during the Second World War. Now let's have some Ballyhooligans next, shall we? Wonderful Ballyhooligans with Choo Choo, recorded in London in July of 1936. Some great solos there from Freddie Gardner on clarinet and Phil Green on piano. Sadly, I don't know the name of the violinist, but they were also directed by Phil Green.
Thank you.
As the gig king, Howard Baker, at one point in the mid-1930s, ran six other London bands and a further 15 bands in the provinces, hence the nickname. And just in case you were wondering, did you think he could have been a workaholic? Possibly.
I look in the
vocally on orchestra, and I Can't Get Over a Girl Like You, an instrumental they recorded in December in 1926. Guess who for? Yeah, Billy Meron is vocally on orchestra. Who said Decca Records? Go and sit in the corner immediately. Now, drummer and vocalist Eddie Grosbart and his Café Anglaise band are next. This is Pardon Me, Pretty Baby.
Is it yes, is it no, is it maybe? Pardon me, pretty baby, don't I look familiar to you? Oh, come on, let's get acquainted. There's a bench in the park newly painted. Great idea, honey, ain't it? Well, at least it's something to do. Was it summer when I met you? Was it underneath the moon? Was it London? Were we golfing? How could you forget so soon? By the way, how's your mother, and your dad, and your sis, and your brother? Pardon me, who's another? Don't I look familiar to you?
I saw you deep in a rose. I heard your voice when
birds were singing, and now you're in my arms. Bliss like this is almost inconceivable. Speak to me and make sure it's believable. Can it be true? I kissed you once in my dreams. My heart cried, please let me never wake up. And now you're in my arms.
Instrumentalist Cyril Grantham was supplying the vocal refrain for Billy Cotton and his band on Now You're in My Arms, which was recorded for Columbia Records in 1931. Cyril left not long after this recording to lead his own band, and that of course was pre-World War II.
Thank you.
directed by Bert Ambrose. That was 11 Pounds of Heaven by the Blue Liars. And yes, it was one of Tiddle's favourite lady singers was supplying the vocals there, and that was a Nona win. I wonder if he'll keep purring through the next record.
Thank you. I think he's right. Cause the grass is getting greener all the time. And my lovey just said, when the roses are red, we'll name the day. And I'm glad to say that the grass is getting greener all the time. Is she wonderful, swell? Am I glad that I fell? Does she go for me? Well, we're both saving for the ring. With a tweedledum-dee, all the birdies and me rehearse our song. And it won't be long, cause the grass is getting greener all the time.
Harry Bentley makes a return trip there to inform us that the grass is getting greener. And this time he was with the Charlie Kuntz and his Cassini Club Orchestra. Now let's see, how about this one? A perfect song to finish the hour with. It's the Radio Serenaders, and aka Jay Wilbur and his band. And Jack Plant's supplying the vocals on Go to Bed with a Smile. And I hope we do.
Leave all your troubles behind. Go to bed with a smile, and it's 50 to 1 you'll find. You will dream pleasant dreams until the day is dawning. Go to bed with a smile, and you'll wake up happy in the morning.
The Radio Syncopators have just played Go to Bed with a Smile.
Oh, that was fun. I hope you enjoyed the music I've played for you this evening. You did? Oh, good. So let's do it all again next week, shall we? Well, I'll go and wash up our cups and start the dinner. I wonder what the coming week will bring. I hope it's only nice things. Come on, Tiddles. We need to start making our dinner.
Are you a dreamer too? Love makes us all dreamers, and the loveliest dreams of all are those you dream together, sitting side by side by the fireside.
Pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Now we leave these magic melodies to linger on the air, and we say farewell once more until next week. Farewell to all sweethearts.